I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Laurie Gwen Shapiro is an award-winning documentary filmmaker and journalist. The Stowaway, A Young Man's Extraordinary Adventure to Antarctica, is her first full-length work of nonfiction. Several friends had recommended it to me, and I didn't know it was nonfiction until I read The Dust Jacket. I rarely read nonfiction, but The Inside Flap intrigued me. The story revolves around Commander Richard Byrd's 1928 expedition to Antarctica. Shapiro opens the story. With his back against the sunset, a 17-year-old boy lingered on the docks along the Hudson River. By his calculations, it was a 10-minute swim from where he stood to the ship. The new high school graduate waited, his soft gray eyes fixed on the city of New York, moored and heavily guarded on the Hoboken piers. The sun went down at 6:45 this day, August 24, 1928, but still he fought back his adrenaline. He wanted true darkness before carrying out his plan. At noon the next day, the ship would leave New York Harbor and sail 9,000 miles to the frozen continent of Antarctica, the last frontier on Earth left to explore. He intended to be aboard. While the exhaustive catalog of many tons of provisions piled up, including more than 100 dogs, I was racked with a mild case of boredom. I was mostly bothered by some of the personal details of Billy Goransky's senior prom. However, as I delved into this exciting and suspenseful story, all was forgiven and forgotten. As a reward, 36 interesting photos accompany the text. Apparently, stowing away on a ship was a pastime which drew a lot of adventurous people to try and join the expedition. Billy was an adventurer and thrill seeker of the First Order. He was discovered and returned to the shore several times. His father owned an upholstery shop and diligently tried to bring his son into the family business. As a young boy, he went on a sea voyage and refused to take off his sailing suit. When asked what he wanted to do with his life, his mother replied, "He wants to be a sailor." Billy also had a heroic side. When a part of Byrd's plane fell into a crevasse, while others held his legs, he slipped into the crack and dangling got hold of the pedestal and the airplane sections and pulled them out. When a shipmate fell into the Ross Sea, Benny yelled out he could not swim. Within seconds, Billy dove into the 28-degree water and saved a man's life. He was so determined to become a member of the expedition, Billy was willing to accept even the worst job on the ship, the stokehold, and he spent months shoveling coal. In 1943, Billy was given his first command as one of the youngest captains in World War II. He closed his career with 3 decades in the Merchant Marines. Ironically, as a sailor, he visited every continent except for Antarctica. Laurie Gwen Shapiro's The Stowaway is a suspense-filled and compelling story of determination, pluck, and grit to achieve a lifelong dream. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.